to say at the outset that I've been very shocked today to hear the news of the attempt on the life of the president of East Timor. José Ramos Horta is someone who's been known to me and others in New Zealand for many, many years. He's a very distinguished man, a Nobel Peace Prize winner, and of course is elected president of his country. So we're deeply distressed at what has happened today. We're thankful that he is alive and that he is being evacuated as we speak to Australia for a surgery, and we hope that the outcome of that will be successful. It does underline how fragile the security situation in East Timor is, and we would certainly urge people in East Timor at this time to remain calm and not to descend into the kind of terrible trouble and carnage which has characterised the country in recent times. But it is a very distressing development. Obviously, we have the military and police there. Phil Goff has spoken to media a little earlier about that. And I do note that members of the New Zealand force there were the first on the scene after the shooting this morning. It is an extremely distressing event. We are watching it closely. We have our senior officials across agencies met in the early hours of this afternoon to assess all the information we were getting on what had happened. That remains still somewhat contradictory and inconsistent, and I would not myself want to subscribe to any particular version of events until all reports have had a chance to be evaluated, and we are continuing to monitor and watch what is happening very closely because of our own presence there with police and with military and also, of course, with an embassy. So, moving to the Cabinet today, it's coming up for the week. From today's meeting, we've agreed to the release of what are called exposure drafts of the proposed regulations around forestry and liquid fuels for the emissions trading scheme. Those will be available for industry and iwi who are particularly following the development of the emissions trading scheme design. The government is closely engaged with a range of interests, and of course there will be the process going on through the select committee as well. It's a very transparent process to get the best possible design that we can. Reports on consultation which occurred on the issue of bioprospecting and what benefits it may hold for New Zealand have now been completed. They'll be released on the Ministry of Economic Development website, and there'll be ongoing policy development and engagement with interests, which include Māoridom, on the way forward on that. There's a major report to be released by Department of Internal Affairs on the research which has been done on New Zealanders' participation in and attitudes to gambling. Such research, of course, helps inform public policy. We have agreed on the release of the proposed New Zealand Coastal Policy Statement. Now, this is a major statement. It is the update, overhaul, rewrite of the 1994 Coastal Policy Statement, and a revision of it is required by statute. The process for consultation will be that a board of inquiry, whose membership has been agreed to by government, will be publicly notifying the statement, gazetting it, inviting submissions, holding hearings, and reporting back to government. And we've also finalised today decisions on key policy, which I'll be covering in my speech tomorrow. Obviously, the House programme for this week is focused on debate around my Prime Minister's statement. This will be a substantial statement of government policy. We have a short electoral cycle in New Zealand, and it's certainly not appropriate, and it's certainly not the government's intention to be hanging up its boots at the start of the third year to go off and campaign. We have a major policy programme. There is new policy, there are new initiatives, and I'll be talking about some of those tomorrow and tipping the direction of other initiatives which are to come as well. Otherwise, coming up in the course of the week and the next period or so, earlier today, Annette King met with officials from Aviation Security Service, which is a government agency, a Civil Aviation Authority and the police on the review of security at regional airports. She has been told of their preliminary thinking. The three agencies will come back to Mrs. King next week with their considered recommendations, and she will come to Cabinet. From what I've heard, it would seem to me that some tightening of security is inevitable, but we need to think carefully about the advice that we're getting and consider it fully. Also coming up this week, tomorrow, is the meeting which Jim Anderton and Damien O'Connor will be hosting around the serious dry conditions around New Zealand. The only area which has officially declared drought is the Waikato. That's a declaration that's been made by the Regional Council there, Environment Waikato. But obviously there are very, very dry conditions in other areas as well. And the government has been, through MAF and through Mr. Anderton personally, closely coordinating with sector leaders. We did take initiatives in the past year, 18 months or so, to encourage the support of more regional rural support trusts, and that has proved to be extremely helpful in getting support underway in the areas affected by the drought at the present time. So the summit tomorrow will be essentially around sharing the information that we have, forming a collective understanding on what the issues are, and working to properly nationally coordinate the response. Obviously, government has a role to play with respect to how IRD handles the issue of provisional tax. There are programs we invoke with respect to income relief when things get particularly bad. So there's a lot of issues to work through with the sector there. Coming up this week, probably around midnight New Zealand time, tomorrow night, there will be a statement from Buckingham Palace about the timing of the memorial service for Sir Edmund Hillary in London. So leave it to that statement and probably an accompanying one from myself to say a little more about that. Otherwise, coming up this week, Tuesday, tomorrow, Chris Carter expects to be able to release the report that was commissioned on the allegations of bullying at Harper Valley High School. There were serious allegations. We also expect to be seeing the release this week of the report on allegations which were made about corruption in corrections, not at least in Remataka prison. Later in the week, Mrs. King will be out on night patrol in Counties Manukau and then moving up to Northland with Shane Jones to discuss crime issues there. Come Friday, I will be part of a launch on new initiatives the government is proposing on the problem of tagging. And then come Sunday, we have the new family violence ads starting following the campaign launched last year. I have a statement which you will have announcing that the Prime Minister of Vanuatu is coming to New Zealand next weekend. He's making an official visit. Vanuatu is the third largest official development assistance partner which New Zealand has. We provide around $15 million a year in support there. Of particular interest to Vanuatu is the Regional Seasonal Employment Program. And Vanuatu was one of the pilot countries, along with Tonga, Samoa, Tuvalu and Kiribati, to come into the scheme at the beginning. And we have now more than 300 workers from Vanuatu employed in seasonal work here. And as part of the visit, the Prime Minister will be going to Hawke's Bay to visit some of the workers who are there. Any questions?
Have you run Kevin Rutherford over the East
Cranbourne
development?
No, I've been fully engaged in meetings today, and I'm still concerned to get a more accurate, evaluated account of what has happened at this point. There has been tremendous confusion in the reports about what happened, where, who was involved. It's been quite difficult to come to a firm view on what actually happened. So I'd like a little more information before I engaged.
Sure, there won't be any surprises in your Prime Minister's statement?
Only pleasant ones.
You talk about typing possibly becoming inevitable in these smaller reports on the smaller files. Is it likely to be full screening, or was it likely to be some sort of compromise?
I think we should wait for the full report from the three agencies, but suffice to say that what they are coming up with as their preliminary response, which now needs further analysis, does suggest to me that more must be done.
More for the security of pilots or passengers?
Well, both are issues. Both are issues. There's the issue of to what extent a pilot or pilots can be protected within the plane itself. We are extremely fortunate that the pilots were able to bring that plane down. It was a tremendous tribute to both their skills as pilots and the incredible courage that they showed when under very serious physical attack.
I think after 9/11, when we increased the security,
inevitably, any tightening involves cost, and that does go on a use of pays basis.
Is it all necessary, though, for the one kind of isolated
instance? No, I think the issue goes a little deeper than that, because while it was my understanding that we operated the same general rules as in Australia, it's now clear to me that there is a size of plane that we are flying in this country, which in Australia would be a jet plane. We apply the same jet plane rules, but we have rather a lot of turbo or propelled planes in this country of some size. So that raises some issue. We've certainly got the same standards for jets, but we are using planes which are not jets, which are carrying substantial numbers of people.
Do you feel that Winston Peters is in a position to say, I told you so?
Well, clearly this woman has presented a range of agencies with serious issues for quite some time. What I don't know is what steps were taken when she first arrived in New Zealand with the history she had, the reported history of serious violence against her. What steps were taken to provide trauma counselling and support? I am confident that that is done much better these days, and I say that having just in quite recent months launched the headquarters for refugee mental health and trauma counselling in the Mount Roskill area, covering the Auckland area. So I'm aware from that those involved in this area and the NGOs and district health boards and other government services are working very, very closely to provide a better service. But go back to 1994, when this woman was admitted, I couldn't say with confidence that the services were in good order.
Just going back to what you said before about the planes in Australia that are jets, but here they're turbos. That implies that there will be some broadening out of the current rules to smaller planes than there are at present. Are you able to give us an indication of what sort of...
I think we need to look beyond jets, is what I'm saying. we have sizable planes which are not jets.
But it might not necessarily be every flight, it might be a flight.
Well, that's what we've got to take advice on, Martin. And, you know, I do agree there needs to be a proportionate response, but what I've heard today suggests to me that if we just focus on the jet issue, we're not focusing on the whole issue.
Does it mean screening all passengers in every
flight? Well, we have to await advice on that.
Have you talked about the drought? Have your cabinet had any reports about electricity supply issues? I mean, the lake levels are very low at the moment.
Yes, we do every week at the cabinet and have for many years had reports on the lake levels. And you're right, they're not especially high, but nor are they as low as we've seen in other years. There's also been a combination of other factors this year with the retirement of one old piece of plant, with the planned maintenance of another, with the particular climatic conditions not providing a lot of wind for a number of the wind generators, and also the issue that if you have prolonged very high temperatures affecting the Waikato, then there are some limits on the extent to which Huntly can operate. Now, those limits have not yet been reached, but continued very high temperatures could have reached them. So we are following it very closely.
So are we on some sort of code yellow at the moment, or is it very serious?
Well, it needs to be carefully managed.
Just in relation to a story that was in the Dominion Post today, is it appropriate for a house in front of the manager to continue on as a dog while they're not paying attention to
this? I'm very reluctant to comment on that, as essentially it's an employment issue.
Have you decided if you're going to the memorial service at
It looks highly likely that it will fit with other official travel I have, so that would be the intention.
Prime Minister, have you made any approach to the Afghan President Karzai about the plan to execute a journalism student for downloading material about women's rights?
I have been aware through international news channels that there is an issue of a journalist whose case did disturb me greatly. I haven't had any official advice on it, but your question's a reminder for me to chase it up, because I didn't like what I read, and it's not something that New Zealand would believe is appropriate at all.
Condoleezza Rice apparently raised it with Karzai, and the British government's been very concerned. But we haven't made any diplomatic approach at the moment.
Not at this point, but it's certainly something I'm prepared to consider.